And we have some very exciting news for you this morning. I'm pleased to welcome up our president of the board at Avenue Greenlight, Mario McGannum.
Good morning, everyone. You know, it takes a village to clean a city. And that's why we're all here. My name is Mario McGannum. I'm the president of Avenue Greenlight. And I'd like to thank you all to be here. But most of all, I'd also like to thank Mayor Lurie for his leadership. Mayor, thank you for your leadership. Because of your leadership, you've inspired us to want to do more and to move on. And hopefully it'll inspire others to do more as well. I would also like to thank Chris Larson, our generous donor, who had the confidence to help launch Avenue Greenlight and the confidence to keep going, because he sees the great work that we, the people of San Francisco, can do. I'd also like to thank and welcome Mr. Mike Moritz from Crankstart for his general contribution. He's an example of the great work that we can do as a community that inspires others to want to do more. I'd also like to thank my board, which make my job easy. Thank you, Masood. Thank you, Al. Also, two of my board members are traveling, so they're not here. But as you can see, it takes a lot of people. But the most important participants in this entire program are the people of San Francisco. We can come in and we can clean the streets, and we can hand you a nice clean slate. But I really want to conscript the city to help be part of the solution. If we clean the streets and you help us keep them clean, that'll inspire us to do more. So I challenge every San Franciscan, every person walking on the streets, everybody, to please, it's easier to keep the garbage off the street than it is for us to come clean up after you. So this is a battle call and an inspiration for us to try to keep our city clean and bring us back to the next level that we should be regarded throughout the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Mario. Next, I'm pleased to introduce our mayor of the great city of San Francisco, Mayor Daniel Lurie.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming out. I don't really have to tell this crew, but San Francisco is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. From our rolling hills and parks tucked into every neighborhood to the Golden Gate Bridge, the iconic gateway that welcomes people from around the globe. But to live up to that image, what people expect when they come here, we have to take care of the basics. That means clean and safe streets. If our neighborhoods feel dirty or neglected, people spend less time there. But when our streets are clean, when they are vibrant and cared for, people come out, they stay, they shop, they believe in the city again. Clean streets are economic revitalization. That's why today we're launching a $3 million public-private partnership with Avenue Greenlight. This is a neighborhood improvement initiative working hand in hand with the San Francisco Public Works and our communities. Along with the trucks that you see behind me, manual street cleaners will target 7 neighborhoods across the city and provide additional cleaning during critical afternoon hours that merchants have requested. Let me be crystal clear. This does not replace what Public Works already does. It expands it. This additional investment in clean streets will help us continue to breathe life into commercial corridors, boosting our recovery and reinforcing what we all know. San Francisco is worth investing in. We are facing a historic budget deficit. We must be smart, and we must find new ways to deliver for San Francisco. That's what this partnership represents. It's one of the several public-private partnerships we're launching to help clean our streets, support our neighborhoods, and prioritize the long-term economic growth of our city. And it works with what we've already put into motion. In March, we announced our Breaking the Cycle Executive Directive, a comprehensive plan to address homelessness and behavioral health in our city. It's about getting people off the streets and into care, while reclaiming our public spaces. Because we can't have vibrant neighborhoods if our laws go unenforced or if we abandon people struggling on our streets. My administration is determined to make city government work for the people, not against them. Earlier this week, I introduced a legislative package that will cut red tape, streamline permitting, and hold city departments accountable for prompt responses. Our small businesses are the heart of San Francisco, and we can't keep expensive and time-consuming rules in place when they no longer make sense. This is about more than policy. It's about people, which brings me to where we are today. To the families in the Mission walking their kids to the park, to the teachers in the Tenderloin guiding their students to school, to the tourists in Union Square visiting Nintendo or riding a cable car for the first time, we're doing this for you. To our public works crews behind me and all throughout the city, our neighborhood advocates, and everyone who shows up every day to take care of our streets, thank you. Your work makes a difference, and this is another step forward. We still have a lot of work to do, but we are on the right track. Let's go, San Francisco.
Thank you so much for your words and for your leadership, Mayor Lurie. Next, I'm very honored to announce our speaker, a great philanthropist, a champion of the city, and founder of Ripple, Chris Larson.
Thank you so much. Let's see, it's just after 10 a.m., so Mayor, this is your 10th event of the morning. Okay. No, seriously, we see how hard you're working. It's making a difference, and we really appreciate all your efforts to rejuvenate our city. So we started Avenue Greenlight in 2020 in response to the devastation the pandemic had on small businesses. And since then, we've funded about 400 projects. And importantly, all of those projects were selected by the local merchant districts who know what's best for their communities. And so when the mayor talked about forming a public-private partnership in the city, we thought, you know, maybe we could leverage Avenue Greenlight further to help with clean streets throughout the city. And so with the help of Mike Moritz and Crankshaft, we were able to stand up this privately funded power washing effort that you see here today. So I really want to thank Mike and Crankshaft for stepping up and for all the amazing work you guys do throughout the city that people don't even know about. You guys are really amazing. And so we hope that other businesses and people that care about the city also step up to these public-private efforts. And look, I know a lot of people do say, well, I mean, you know, the city has a huge budget. It has thousands of employees. Why isn't this being done by the city? But look, what I see is I'm very confident that what the mayor is doing is going to result in the city being more effective at the work that they need to be doing. So again, as the mayor said, this in no way replaces the city's efforts. The way I look at this is this helps the city recover faster to get the city streets clean faster so that we can compete with the other cities that are trying to take our tourists and our businesses. We need them here. We need to keep them here. We need to get them back. And by the way, did you guys see the article in Wall Street Journal about people leaving Austin and coming back here? That's true. That's happening. So we're well on our way. So thank you so much. Thank you, Mayor Lurie.
Thank you so much. Next, I would like to introduce DeJada Durden, who is at Public Works. She is the Deputy Director of Operations. Thank you.
First of all, I'd like to thank our mayor for the hard work that he's doing for the city of San Francisco, the investors who are kindly helping us out with this funding. I definitely want to acknowledge Greenlight and their services. We really appreciate it because, again, Public Works cannot do this without the help of everybody. This includes residents, business owners, the CBDs, community district benefits who help us out there. It takes a team, and I want to reiterate the work that Public Works does. We're constantly out there 24 hours a day. It's our job to clean, but we spend a lot of time in the high priority areas, cleaning up byways, cleaning up encampments, which is difficult. And majority of our work when it comes to power washing is a courtesy. So that's why it's really important that this $3 million is a help to us all. We really need it, and we're very happy, and I'm honored to be here in this announcement with this money to help us keep our city clean. And definitely the other business areas throughout the city, they'll benefit from this. A lot of business owners will be happy, and so let's just work together as a team to ensure that we clean up our city and restart San Francisco, because we deserve it today. We really do, and so thank you.
Thank you so much for your kind words and your hard work. Next, we're going to hear from a representative of small businesses here in the Mission District, president of the Mission Merchants Association, Ryan Motzek.
I'm very excited. I'm over the moon about this. This is something our board and organization has been pulling for and wanting for so long, and it's here. So, hello, everyone. My name is Ryan Motzek. Since the beginning of the pandemic and through today, I've had the honor of serving as board president of the Mission Merchants Association. We represent the entire Mission District with a strong focus on our small business community. I'm also a small business of over 20 years in this neighborhood, with the storefront just down the street, only a few doors down from where we stand right now. Serving my community has been one of the greatest joys of my life, but I would be lying if I said it hasn't come with its deep share of challenges, especially as our neighborhood continues to work its way out of the lasting impacts of the pandemic. At times, it feels as though our business community has sometimes been forgotten, while other neighborhoods have rebounded more swiftly and more seamlessly. As someone who loves San Francisco as a whole, I say this not with resentment, but with honesty. It's hard not to feel a hint of jealousy when I see other districts thriving, many of them supported by access to resources that our community simply does not have. And let's face it, having a major bus line running straight through our main corridor, along with two BART plazas in the heart of all, while these are assets, they also come with a level of wear and tear, upkeep, that requires far more attention than what is needed in other parts of the city, where those conditions just do not exist. So with all that said, I cannot be more enthusiastic and more grateful for this new initiative made possible with the support of Avenue Greenlight to bring consistent power washing to Mission Street and key alleyways in need and other targeted areas. Our neighborhood deserves a baseline of cleanliness and safety, just like other thriving part of this city. To me, the Mission District represents everything great about San Francisco. Its diversity, creativity, its culture is unprecedented. This effort brings us one step closer to realizing our full potential. So on behalf of our board, I'd like to thank Chris Larson, Mario, McGonum, Elise, Masood, Mayor Lurie, Alex Turk, and everyone else that's helped make this possible. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for being here. I would like to one more time invite up President of the Board of Avenue Greenlight, Mario McGonum.
Thank you, everyone. I hope the message gets out there to the people of San Francisco. Welcome. It takes a team. It takes a village. I believe in closing now, we are open to some Q&A if someone has some valuable questions to ask from the media or anyone. Don't make my life easy.
Is there a timeline?
Yes, there is a timeline. It is fluid because it caters to each and every community on what they need. If you're wondering, when are we starting? We already started. We literally started this week, slowly, just to ramp it up. But we will be hitting the ground running. We do have a calendar, but we also need to notify the community and let them know that their sidewalks will be getting wet. There'll be power washing. Our cleaning is intensive, so you know, we just can't show up unannounced and then surprise people either. But it will be ongoing, and it'll be like a blitz, at least. Christian, I'm not the one running the machines, but Christian Martin, yes, he gives me a thumb up. He's got a big smile on his face, so I will confirm that. Yes, in the hat.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. How much does a
cost about?
How much you want to pay, how much you want to buy one for?
About half that.
And for those of you that wonder, Avenue Greenlight is very value-driven. That's what keeps people happy with what we do, and we hope to get more people coming back. We are very value-driven. Yes, sir.
Will the pressure washing include the alleys near 16th and Mission?
The ones that need it the most will get the most, absolutely. Julian Avenue is one that I personally visited several times in evaluating the situation, and absolutely. We're just not going to go do a facelift. We really want to be integrative. One last question.
I'm guessing this happened at
midnight. Good morning. We will work on it, absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. Absolutely. Thank you. All right. Thank you, everyone.